A former president of Nukes, Arthur Kennedy, is asking the NDC and MPP to stop meddling in the affairs of student politics. He's also calling on student leaders to concentrate on issues that affect the welfare of students and stop politicizing the student body. Mr. Arthur Kennedy, who is a former NPP presidential hopeful, told Georgia Secret that Nukes had lost its value as a once vibrant union. He called on student leaders to follow the rules.
I actually gave a talk to Nukes within the last 6 months, and I made the same point. I think that the organization has lost a lot of influence compared to the time when I was a student leader.
What could be the problem?
I think a number of things. The first thing is that, to be fair to them, student leaders, from my own experience, during military regime, are more cohesive and more relevant than when it is in non-military regime, because they become, in effect, by default, opposition channels for bringing out things that would otherwise not come to the public's attention. When there are democracies, opposition parties are there to do some of this. So it makes the student leaders not as relevant or maybe as powerful as they otherwise would be, which is a good thing. The other part is also that even in democracy, there are things that the establishment wishes to gloss over that students could champion. I think part of why we've lost clout as students, or the Nukes has lost clout, is that I think that there is too much politicization of student leadership, or not politicization, but making them partisan, so that in effect more and more contests for student leadership have become in effect surrogate contests between the major political parties.
During your days, was it like that?
Well, I've said that not really, because we didn't have political parties then, if you recall. I was Nukes president during the PNDC era. A little bit of that happened, though, because the PNDC was trying to, of course, influence student elections, and my opponents were rumored to have been supported by the PNDC, even though we don't have proof of that. That was what the belief was on campus. I think that the same thing happened to a more significant extent now. So it means that whenever there's an election for SRC president or Nukes president, we have the MPP and the NDC trying, in effect, to get quote unquote their candidate elected. The result is that once that candidate is elected, he's seen more as an agent of a particular political party than as an agent of students.
So currently, there's this problem. We don't even know who is a leader of Nukes. Last year, it was the same thing. This year, it is. As a former leader of the union, what will you recommend?
I think we should follow the rules. I think that there are clearly laid down procedures for doing things, and that those procedures should be followed. And also, I don't believe that disputes, or for that matter, differences about who the leader should continue after election, regardless of whether you like that person, you supported him or her or not. Once they are elected, my view is that people should close ranks and work with the person. Of course, if they clearly flout laid down rules, then there are procedures for removing them. But when we have these disputes occurring virtually year after year, then it means the system for the selection of leaders and resolution of disagreements is getting out of hand, and that is not good.
Will you advise that politicians, especially the major ones, NDC, MPP, stop meddling in the affairs of students?
I would, but they wouldn't take my advice. I think the more important thing is for students to be guided by the interests of students.
Dr. Arthur Kennedy is the former president of Nukes. And the views of students of the University of Ghana on the Nukes leadership crisis.
I've heard that Ayaga is a new elected Nukes president. Peter, I've not heard anything about Peter yet. That's what I was hearing on air, that some institutions are behind the election of Ayaga.
To me, the leadership of student politics now is in contention. There was an elected president, and later on, another elected president was chosen. Now, we don't know who to pay allegiance to. We, the student body, are at a loss now. So, as to when this issue will be clarified, we don't know. So, we're just waiting on the appropriate authorities to take steps to resolve this issue. Because we, the student, we have to have a recognized leader to whom we pay allegiance to, and who can forward our grievances and those stuff. Not like my friends, the view of my friends, or the echo. We kind of like, we prefer Peter, we kind of like, we align with Peter, in that sense.
After having done the elections, Usman Ayarga and that is recognized as the new president. For that can be a kind of allegations. If he can take the issue ahead for redress. But if he hasn't got enough evidence, then whatever he says becomes null and void.
Head of Ayariga.
And who is the new president for this year, 2011-2012 Academy? Ayariga Moses or something. He's the younger brother of Ayariga, Mama Ayariga.
Talking of the new president, I'm only head of Osman Ayariga, Badoraga. No.
You heard views of students of the University of Ghana on the NUG leadership crisis.